Welcome back to Mattress Advisory. Today we're diving into something pretty important for anyone thinking about a new mattress. We're going to be talking about the Brooklyn Bedding Aurora Lux cooling mattress. Specifically, its return policy.
Okay.
People spend a third of their lives asleep, so making sure you've got the right mattress.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Oh, and before we get started, just a quick reminder to check out the links down below for an exclusive discount. You'll thank me later. All right, so this Aurora Lux, it's got this 120-night sleep trial.
Mm-hmm.
That's like 4 months to really put a mattress through its paces. But there's this little thing, this 30-night break-in period. You got to wait 30 nights before you can actually return it.
Right.
Why is that? What's the science behind that 30-day thing?
Yeah, well, it's not just about, like, the mattress settling,
Mm-hmm.
It's about you, too. Mm-hmm. Studies have shown, like, our brains actually take time to adapt to new sleep surfaces. It's about forming new neural pathways.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So think of it as training your brain to recognize this new mattress as a safe and comfy place to sleep.
Like a sleep learning curve for your brain. I like that. So you've hit that 30-night mark and decided the Aurora Lux just isn't right for you.
Mm-hmm.
What's next? What happens then?
Well, there is that $99 return fee.
Right.
Pretty standard these days, though,
yeah,
for mattresses. But, it's good to know up front.
Yeah. Transparency is key.
Exactly. And then starting the return, it's actually super easy. You just email returns@brooklynbedding.com and put return request in the subject line.
Easy enough?
Yeah. Make sure to include your order number and a little note on why you're returning it.
Got it.
Simple as that.
So no need to wrestle the mattress back into the box.
No. Brooklyn Bedding will then guide you through the rest. It might involve arranging a pickup or maybe donating the mattress. They make it, pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's a relief. Now, let's say you want to try a different model. You like Brooklyn Bedding, but the Aurora Lux just wasn't the one.
Uh-huh.
What about exchanges?
Yeah, absolutely. They're totally cool with exchanges.
Okay.
Within the trial period, of course. And if you're liking the brand but just need a different feel, they have something called white glove service.
White glove service. That sounds fancy.
It is. They handle everything. Delivery, setup. They even take away the old mattress. No heavy lifting for you. There is a fee, but it takes all the stress out of the process.
So you're not stuck, basically. Yeah. If the Aurora Lux isn't a perfect match, it's like this built-in chance to explore their other mattresses.
Exactly. No pressure. And speaking of things being in good shape, they are pretty particular about the mattress being clean for returns.
Makes sense. Yeah. I mean, they're going to want to ensure quality for future customers.
For donations.
Right, absolutely.
It's a good reminder to use a mattress protector, right?
Right.
Checks your investment and makes the return process smoother.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And speaking of investment, you know, the Aurora Lux has a lot going for it beyond the return policy. True. Before we get too deep into how to send it back, let's remind everyone what makes it special in the first place.
Right, yeah.
So this mattress is all about keeping you cool.
Big time. You've got the copper flexo woven right into the cover. Copper naturally draws heat away. Mm-hmm. And then, there's Titan Cool, which is this phase change material that helps regulate temperature.
Double the cooling power.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they've gone all out on the cooling front. What about support? What's happening under the hood?
So the Aurora Lux, it's a hybrid. That means layers of foam and individually pocketed coils. The combo is all about pressure relief and that, targeted support.
So it's finding that sweet spot, comfort and support.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds pretty high tech, especially for the price point.
It is, yeah. And, it's interesting you mentioned that because a lot of people get caught up in the reviews.
Oh, yeah. Everyone wants to know what others are saying.
Right, exactly.
So what are we seeing in those user reviews about the Aurora Lux? What are people saying?
One thing that stands out is firmness. People think they want one thing,
yeah,
but then when they actually sleep on it,
mm-hmm,
it's different.
Their perception versus reality, right?
Exactly. Like, they order a medium firm thinking, oh, this will be perfect, but then they find it's too firm or even too soft.
So those reviews, they kind of give you that real world feel for the mattress.
Totally. I mean, reading about coils and foam is one thing.
Right.
But hearing from someone who's actually slept on it, that's gold.
Makes sense. Okay, so let's talk about the return process itself. Is it really as straightforward as Brooklyn Bedding claims?
From what I've seen, yeah. Most people seem to have a pretty easy time.
Yeah.
They like the clear instructions, the easy online process, and the hassle-free pickup or donation options.
Hmm. Sounds almost too good to be true. Have you come across any like funny return stories, someone trying to cram a king-size mattress back into the box, maybe?
Uh-huh. I haven't seen any epic mattress wrestling matches yet, but you know, there are always those few outliers.
Yeah.
But overall, the feedback is pretty positive.
That's good to hear. It does seem like Brooklyn Bedding cares about keeping their customers happy, even when it comes to returns.
Yeah.
So zooming out a bit here, what does this return policy tell us about the company's like overall philosophy?
I think it shows they're really focused on the customer experience. They're not just trying to make a sale, you know? It's about building trust, making sure you get a good night's sleep in the long run.
Building relationships, not just transactions.
Yeah, exactly. And the fact that they, you know, encourage exchanges, that tells me they're not afraid to point you towards a different model, even if it might mean a little less profit for them.
Interesting. So good sleep trumps quick profits.
Right.
That's impressive. All right. So for those listeners out there who are thinking about trying out the Aurora Lux, what are the top things they need to remember about this return policy?
Okay. Well, first off, don't forget that 120-night trial.
4 months. That's generous.
Right. It's a good chunk of time to really get to know the mattress.
Yeah.
And also, be patient. Wait out that 30-night break-in period before you make any decisions. Give your body and the mattress time to adjust.
Patience is key. Got it. Anything else?
Be aware of that $99 return fee. Something to consider, but it's often a small price to pay for finding the perfect mattress and getting a good night's sleep.
Excellent advice.
Whoa.
All right, so we've covered the return policy pretty thoroughly. We even touched on some user experiences. Now let's switch gears a bit and talk about the Aurora Lux itself. It's considered a hybrid mattress. So what does that actually mean, and how does that hybrid construction affect the feel and support? For those of us who aren't like mattress aficionados, break it down. What exactly is a hybrid mattress?
So a hybrid, it's like taking the best of both worlds. You get the support of coils, but also the comfort of foam layers.
Okay.
So in the Aurora Lux, it's individually pocketed coils that gives you targeted support and motion isolation.
Right.
And then on top, you've got layers of foam for pressure relief, you know?
Oh, okay.
It contours to your body.
So it's like a tag team. Coils for support, foam for comfort.
Gotcha. Now, how does this whole hybrid thing affect the feel of the mattress, like when you actually lie down on it?
So it's designed to give you that that sleep on top feeling.
Sleep on top.
You're not sinking in, you know.
Yeah.
The coils give it a nice bounce, and then the foam layers kind of hug you, relieve the pressure, especially around those pressure points, your hips and shoulders.
This sleep on top thing, is that something people mention in the reviews?
Yeah, actually, a lot of reviewers talk about that. Good pressure relief without that quicksand feeling you get with some all-foam mattresses.
Yeah.
And people who sleep hot, they often mention the breathability. Hybrids tend to sleep cooler.
Okay, so it's like the best of both worlds. You get that pressure relief, support, and it sleeps cool.
Right, yeah.
And you mentioned that the Aurora Lux is considered medium firm.
Yeah.
That's like the Goldilocks zone, right?
Yeah, good starting point for most people. All right, so as we wrap up, any final thoughts for our listeners who are thinking about taking the plunge with the Aurora Lux?
Well, I'd say if you're looking for a cool sleep, good support, and you like that, you know, that hugged but not smothered feeling,
yeah,
the Aurora Lux is a solid choice. And remember, you've got that 120-night trial to really make sure it's the one.
Like a 4-month test drive for your sleep.
Exactly.
And you've got the peace of mind of that return policy.
Yeah, exactly. It takes the pressure off.
Well said. And listeners, before you go, don't forget to check those links down below for an exclusive discount on the Brooklyn Bedding Aurora Lux cooling mattress. Thanks for joining us on Mattress Advisory, and sleep well.